And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, "You've been
kissing her."
Is there an old-fashioned word for kissing?
Smooching.
All right. How about bussing? You don't know bussing. Uh-huh. All right. And if he asked her to marry him and she wouldn't, you'd say she did what?
She turned him down.
And anything else? If she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she...
She has broken up entirely with him.
All right. Mm-hmm. And, but if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got...
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding...
is the best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride...
is the maid of honor or matron of honor.
Are there any old-fashioned terms for that?
Well, I have heard them call honor maid or honor matron just turned around like that. Or I have heard people say she had so-and-so to stand up with her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is older usage. How about a term for a noisy celebration after a wedding where they'd parade around the house and beat on tin pans? No?
Mm-mm.
Serenade?
Well, now, a serenade to me is when people come to your house and either sing or march around.
Would it be after a wedding?
Not that I know of, no.
Do you know the term chivalry?
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Chivalry. I don't believe so.
It means the same thing. In South Georgia, you're more likely to know serenade if you're going to know that. let's see. And talking about locations. Well, when you go to, you said you were going to Columbus soon. You say, "I'm going blank to Columbus."
I'm going down to Columbus.
Why down?
Because it's further down south.
South, all right. And suppose you're going to Tennessee. I'm going
up.
All right. And if you're going to Alabama.
Over to Alabama.
Suppose you were going east. I'm going
up east.
Up east, all right. And if you were talking about a person who lived in the same house as the Browns and they live a few doors away, you'd say he lives
in the house with the Browns.
Well, would you say over at or down at or up at? Up the street, down
up
the street?
Up the street or down the street.
Does that matter? Is there a difference?
Well, it depends. As far as I'm concerned now, from this particular location, if I went that way, I would be going down. If I went this way, I'd be going up. Now,
why?
I don't know why, but it seems to me that town is this way and you're going downtown.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh. I can't remember what I say. I think I'm inconsistent. I think I say one thing one time and one thing another time. Does it matter whether it's uphill or downhill?
I don't think so. Particularly though, if it were uphill, you would say, "I'm going up."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. If there were noise at a party and the police came over and arrested the people, you'd say they didn't arrest just one; they arrested the
whole crowd.
Mm-hmm. And when young people go out in the evening and they move around to music, that's a
dance.
All right. Are there names for not individual dances but types of dances?
Well, there's square dance, and now the young people say disco.
Yes. Yeah. Anything but other than a square dance?
Folk dances, but yeah. That's not usually done except in a class, maybe, or in a group. And then, of course, when I was growing up, it was all foxtrot and waltz.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both of which I learned, too, when I was growing up. Let's see, if school closes at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
Okay. And in the fall, the children might say after Labor Day is when school
starts.
Mm-hmm.